Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
And here we go. We're back from vacation. Yep. It's our very first 15-Minute Morning Show podcast of the week. There's Gandhi. There's Froggy.
Hello.
Hello there. Scary.
Hello.
There's Danielle.
Hello.
And there's Nate. What do Nate's hair and that shelf behind Danielle have in common?
No organization.
Wait a second. You guys, you have no idea what I did over this vacation. Look at, I'm standing up a minute.
It looks good, Danielle.
I organized that shelf. There are.
Did you get rid of anything?
Yes. There were like, do you remember how high that game shelf was, the top, Gandhi? Remember how high
it was? Oh, yeah. That bear was like sitting on top of it, too.
Right.
And there's tons of stuff.
I got rid of so many. I had so many donation bags.
All right, all right.
But Danielle, no offense. It's like going to the beach and leaving with a shovel of sand. You gotta take more.
You know, it took me 4 hours, Froggy,
and
you
there's,
asshole.
There's Scotty B. What's Scotty B eating? What are you eating, Scotty B?
Leftover chicken and broccoli from last night.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Ooh, it probably smells like a fart.
Yeah, you have rice? Do you have rice?
Yeah, fried rice.
So my question is, if you had a plate of white rice, what two items would you put on top? Think that over. I'll get back to you in a moment.
Okay.
And there's Garrett in the kitchen. And in the den, the one and only Dave Brody.
Brody!
So here we go. You know, there are telltale signs it's time to uproot and move to another city.
Okay.
Maybe you can't afford to live in that city you're living in anymore, or maybe you have no reason to stay. Is this you? Are we talking to you about this? You want to go where there's more job opportunities? and things just aren't going right in your life, and you want to push a reset button. And maybe you can do that because you don't have a family to take with you, and you're ready to go. So how many people have actually thought about moving to another city? How many of you have thought about it?
Me.
Yeah, I just did it 2 years ago.
I know, but you took your family with you. Danielle, you're leaving your family behind.
No. I have asked my husband to move to England several times. Like I've said, I think we should uproot and go there. I can still do we'll figure it out. I can do the show from there. Come on, we can do it. He doesn't want to go because, you know, he's been there and he has more opportunity here. Right. But, I've thought about it. That's where I've thought about going.
What about you, Scary?
Judging from last week's map of the United States, as far as weather goes, the only hot spot was South Florida. I know the most people there. I have the biggest network. I mean, 15 years in the making. Okay, well, I want to live there.
Okay, well, no, I'm not talking about where do you want to live. I'm talking about whether or not it's time to go.
It's beyond time to go, but I'm attached to the studio. I was talking to my friends. I'm like, I really should invest in a property down here and move down here. But the problem is my work leaves me here.
Don't stay on our account. No.
We've learned you can work from anywhere, so we can set you up, couldn't we?
I don't think I can do this job for this show.
Oh, no, you can't, but there's other jobs.
Oh, my God.
You'll land on your feet.
Anyway. So I bring this up, and Nate says, you know, funny you bring that up. If it's time to move to a new city, he found a resource that helps you adjust to your new town you live in, right?
It's an article about moving to to a new neighborhood, and especially the suburbs. And it's things that you should be doing or shouldn't be doing.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Okay, so for instance, if you're walking down the street and you don't wave to your new neighbor, that will piss your new neighbor.
It will, absolutely.
No, for sure, absolutely. My dad says that all the time.
We just had new people move in our neighborhood, and I don't think where I live is very much what I call the hi are you crowd. Like everybody waves and everybody says hi. Right. So if you don't, I mean, you don't even have to know them. When you drive by in your car, you better wave or say hello or something. They don't, and everybody thinks that they're rude. And I don't think they are. I just think they think that we're all too friendly.
And the thing is, And the whole neighborhood will talk about what an asshole the new neighbor.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God.
I come to find that out. I'm just waving at everybody, including like the FedEx guy.
You should.
I'm like, I don't know if they're my neighbor.
No, you should. You should wave at everybody.
All right. Okay. So that's good. Okay. When you move to a new town, you need to be friendly to your neighbors and wave and say hi. Okay.
Unless, of course, Nate's talking about the suburbs, because if you move to New York City, you try to wave at people, they're going to think you're a psycho trying to kill them.
Right.
And they give you the finger.
Depends on where you are.
the city doesn't make sense. All right. What else do you have?
Okay. Excessive or insufficient holiday decor. They say you're supposed to match your neighbor's level of intensity when it comes to holiday decorations.
Ooh, so Danielle will get evicted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd be gone.
You need to get on my level. Get on my level. No way. I'm not. Then my neighborhood would be, like, naked at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, that's a good point, though. You don't want to stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Like Danielle's house.
Hey, my house is a lovely thumb.
During Christmas.
This one I'm not so sure about. Display of ridiculously enormous or numerous American flags. I don't know. I like having a flag out front. I mean, maybe if it's too big, it's ostentatious.
Yeah, I have one.
I have a flag.
Yeah, my boyfriend, when he moved into his house, he went and got a flag, and he didn't really think about the dimensions, and it was enormous. As soon as he put it up, he was like, yeah, that's going back. That looks a little crazy.
I don't know. Gratuitous or not enough shoveling. So you're supposed to shovel your driveway, your sidewalk, and both sides of your driveway, and then you're also supposed to shovel out the elderly person across the street.
Of course you are.
You're not supposed to shovel the driveway of somebody that can do their own shoveling.
Whoa, See, I don't agree with that. I think if you're all outside and one of you've got a snowblower and the other ones don't, you can all pitch in and help each other. I think that's stupid.
What if the neighbor's really attractive and she's single? Then you should go over and offer to shovel out her driveway.
You should take the blower on over.
Take the blower over.
Absolutely.
It says here the only time it is acceptable to shovel the driveway of the able-bodied is when they have a boat, pool, or other awesome outdoor entertainment area.
Okay, that's so true.
Oh,
hey, by the way, time out. Brody's microphone is not on. I see you try to talk every once in a while, but I don't hear you say anything.
Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I was going to say, why is Brody so quiet? This is so unlike him.
I was wondering why Brody was so quiet.
There you go.
There you go.
I saw Brody do this.
I said some funny shit.
Oh, man.
Probably the best.
Rewind.
Okay, what else is on your list? When we move to a new town, this is a new rule we must follow.
Yeah, when you move to neighborhoods. Okay, trafficking inappropriate hors d'oeuvres. So
what?
When you go to like a party or like a, you know, you welcome somebody in the neighborhood, you're not supposed to have shitty Triscuits with Cheese Whiz on them. You're supposed to put time and effort into it because they'll remember you as the person with the shitty hors d'oeuvres or snacks.
Oh,
It is true. It is true. Like, I'm the only one that's gluten-free on my block. So, like, when people first came over, they're like, oh, here. I'm like, oh, thanks. And then they learn I'm gluten-free. They're like, why didn't you say anything? Because I didn't want to be a dick. Be like, hey,
right.
I can't have that cake you just gave me. But still.
Yeah. It also says you're not supposed to give too nice of snacks because you'll make them feel bad.
What?
Oh, come on.
Mr. Hoity-Toity with his canapé.
His caviar.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Next on the list. I think this might be the last one. Hang on.
Oh, no. God, let it last forever.
Violation of the distance/socialization ratio, meaning the closer you live to your neighbors, the less time you want to spend with them and they with you. So, like,
no.
You're a neighbor.
No.
Really?
If you live in a neighborhood where the houses are really, really up against each other,
yeah,
you're already close. And
oh,
then
yeah.
You're gonna spend personal time with each other.
Because you can hear everything through the walls then.
Yeah. Like, we really like the neighbors across the street, but the neighbors next door, I'm like,
too close.
I see them all the time.
I've got these people that live next door to me on one side, and every single fucking time I take my dog outside, she comes out to talk. I'm like, no, I don't want to talk right now. I just want to take my dog out. And sometimes I'm not dressed.
Hold on. Does she watch this?
No.
Oh, thank you. Are you sure?
100% sure. No. But, like, sometimes I'm not dressed. Sometimes I'm in like I'm in just my boxer shorts and I just want to.
Well, maybe she likes that.
No, she does not. She does not. Trust me. She doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about neighbors, but God forbid I ever need one in an emergency. I don't want to be like, hey, can you help me? My arm's falling off. Well, no, you never talk to me, so fuck
right.
You.
Right? Yeah, no. You Brody, trafficked you, bad hors d'oeuvres.
Brody, are you close to your neighbors?
Who are they? I have no
exactly.
idea.
Yeah.
You,
really?
You seem like you'd be the worst neighbor ever. Like, you would have nothing to do with anyone.
Froggy, when you said, like, all your neighbors, like, hey, how you doing? My mic was off. I went, oh.
You hated
like
that.
People, nobody talks to each other on this block.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so lucky.
I don't mind the are you crowd. I like them. I mean, I say hi to them. But
I'm luckier, Danielle.
But there are people that I do look to see if they're outside before I go outside.
Oh my!
Yeah. I do. I'm like, oh, they're outside.
We all take care of each other's pets when we go on vacation.
Yeah, we do that.
We grab each other's mail. But we always, when the pandemic had started, we would go outside with chairs and all have like a little get together, like, you know, socially distanced get together because everyone likes each other around here.
I live in an apartment building and I could not even point any of my neighbors out in a lineup.
Wow.
Same.
I saw
two of them yesterday.
To be honest, your lack of awareness, I don't think you would recognize us.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
His head's always down in the phone. Like,
well, I had thyroid cancer, remember? And it was years and years ago, and we went through this whole thing. Scary says, you had thyroid cancer?
I had no idea.
Like,
stop it.
It was a whole thing on the show. Like,
I had no idea.
Like, he had no clue.
I know, but it's cancer. It's not like she bought a new pair of shoes.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Scary, did you know I had a brain aneurysm?
You know, I think
he's thinking.
That's
he's
an uncomfortable
thinking.
Laugh.
Scary.
No, of course.
Are you kidding?
What I'm saying,
I told
what
Scary
I'm saying,
my daughter graduated college. He said, you have kids?
No, listen to me. With Danielle, she always used to, she never said the C word. She used to say thyroid. So she said, my thyroid.
That's
she said,
not true.
She won't
I
say
the
C word.
Word all the time.
C-A-N-C-E-R, if you're wondering.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, there's another
C word.
I was out for surgery. Do you remember I was out for surgery and recovery and radiation?
She had a trach tube in her thyroid, and I didn't
remember,
know.
Don't you remember she put her cigarette in the trach tube?
We put a pillow in Danielle's seat, and Scary had conversation with the pillow.
And I felt absolutely like dog shit when I finally found out the severity of what your thyroid is when you go in for a procedure with your thyroid.
Well, cancer is cancer.
I didn't know.
Yeah. I know, but Scary heard a sigh, and he thought chicken was here.
If, oh my God.
See, Scary was the kind of guy who'll walk through a door, and if you're behind him, he'll let the door hit you in the head. He won't hold it for you because he doesn't know you. And I'm not saying you're a bad person because I love you, Scary, but you are not very aware of. You're not very aware of other people's lives.
Sometimes I'm aloof, but I'm not inconsiderate on purpose.
No, that is true.
No, that is true. It's not on purpose.
You're a total sweetheart.
Except when you knock Danielle down to run past her.
Well, I don't even think that was on purpose, Brody. I think
Did he knock you down when you had cancer?
No. This was after the cancer. But he thought it was an emergency, and he just like threw me to the wall.
I didn't even know Danielle had a nose job until like years later.
I didn't have that while I worked here. Well, did I? No, I didn't. It was before.
It was before.
This is funny.
I had no clue. I'm sorry.
Scary. What are Froggy's dogs' names?
It's Rocky and Rex.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay.
But you don't remember your sister Danielle had cancer.
I knew something about her thyroid, and now I know what thyroid cancer is.
She was complaining about something.
All right, enough. Yeah.
She was a little upset. We didn't know why.
But now I feel bad. I never got you a gift or something.
Did you get a cancer gift?
I would have sent flowers.
I think the show sent flowers, so don't worry. It's okay.
It's okay. We got you covered. All right. Well, so this turned into a just beat the shit out of Scary show.
Sorry, Scary.
Scary, just so you know, I've got a second aneurysm that might need to be operated on, so you'll have another chance to get it right the second time.
Come on, Frog.
No, I'm kidding you.
We had a long conversation about this.
We saw it on Instagram, Froggy, so you're good.
Scary, send the flowers to Danielle, because knowing you, you'll do this big, elaborate flower display, even though it's, you know, years late.
Right. I'm always happy for flowers. So
I was on the top of Nate's illness. I knew about Nate's illnesses right away. I was right there.
Thank you, Scary.
He was right there.
Because he dropped down in front of you on the floor.
Right. And asked for help.
I wasn't here for 3 months.
How are we doing on time, Frog?
We still got a minute and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember when Greg T worked here, you left him on a street corner one time when he was having a problem.
Because he played the boy who cried wolf. He was always like that. Oh, he goes, I'm choking.
But he almost died and needed to go to the hospital for allergic reaction.
He was allergic to apple seeds, and you didn't know that.
Scary did help me out once when we were on stage, and I did get a bloody nose, and he took one of the Z100 shirts and stopped my bloody nose, but he did throw it out after that.
Oh, God. We don't want proof. We don't want DNA. All right. So, any final thoughts? Now we're back from vacation.
Well,
Brody,
we never got to the rice question. I had an answer for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Never mind, Brody. I'll come back to you in a minute. If you have a plate of white rice, what two things do you want to put on there? Go, Froggy.
Egg and soy sauce.
That was egg my answer.
Is
you
it really?
Stole it. Yeah.
I didn't know that was your answer.
That's my answer. Fried egg and soy sauce.
Yeah.
Gandhi.
Yeah. White rice.
I would say curry and a vegetable of some sort.
Okay, yeah. What about you,
Straight Nate? Like cauliflower.
You have white rice. What are you putting on it?
Oh, God. Can I say General Tso's chicken?
And what else? You need two things.
Broccoli. Oh, God. Mm. Okay.
Wow. All right. General Tso's chicken, otherwise known as candied fried chicken.
Danielle,
you're going to stick with your answer of eggs and soy sauce?
Oh, I love it. Nice fried rice. Make it myself. Yeah. Yep.
Scary, what about you? No, white. Okay, white rice.
Yeah, but it becomes fried rice when I put soy sauce on it.
Sushi-grade tuna and wasabi.
Okay. Oh,
you know you have to fry it before it's called fried rice.
Yes, and I will. Take the white rice, put it in the pan with the soy sauce
and the
egg, and fry it up.
Scotty, you have white rice. What do you want to put on it?
Chicken and water chestnuts.
Ooh. Ah, yes. I love those.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Nice. What about you, Dave Brody?
How special pan-fried noodles and chicken tikka masala.
Wait, ooh.
That's a lie.
It's a lot of carbs combo. So you're putting noodles on rice? You're putting starch on starch?
Yeah, I do that.
Okay. I wouldn't say
I knew that, but I don't know his kids' names.
I remember Big Night.
when they served risotto and they wanted spaghetti and bread with it.
Yes.
Right?
So much starch.
Right.
What about you, Garrett? You have white rice.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Ooh.
All right.
What about you, Elvis?
Oh, I want black beans and plantain.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's good, too.
So good.
Oh, I'm so hungry now.
Me too. I'm starving.
I want white rice for lunch.
I want some sort of Cuban dish. Anyway, so there you go. I'm glad we could all answer the question of the day.
We should have a question of the day every day. Just a random, mundane question of the day.
What would you put on white rice with today's question?
Rice can be dessert, too. You know, vanilla pudding and cinnamon makes rice pudding.
Oh.
Yeah. That's delicious.
You thought about
last
it.
Night.
Not to Gandhi, apparently.
Gandhi. She hates cinnamon. Did you know she hates cinnamon?
Yes.
Scary? She doesn't like cinnamon.
I didn't know that about you.
What?
But you love curry.
She has cinnamon cancer.
You love curry.
Scary. No offense, Scary. Gandhi has made a huge deal about hating cinnamon many times on our show.
Yeah. I know Danielle hates mayo.
Oh, good.
But we know
you know I'm a diabetic.
Okay, bye, everybody.
But you love spices.
Goodbye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350+ live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.